About 100 residents picketed in front of Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop's office Friday afternoon, days after the provincial government passed a controversial housing bill that will open up sections of Ontario's greenbelt to development. Despite speaking against developing greenbelt lands in 2018, Dunlop voted in favor of Bill 23 earlier this week. "Everyone in Ontario should be able to find a home that is right for them, but too many people are struggling with the rising cost of living and with finding housing that meets their families' needs. Ontario needs more housing, and we need it now," Dunlop said in a statement. Bill 23 takes bold action to advance our plan to address the housing crisis by building 1.5 million homes over the next 10 years. "It would help cities, towns and rural communities grow with a mix of ownership and rental housing types that meet the needs of all Ontarians, from single-family homes to townhomes and mid-rise apartments." Though asked, Dunlop did not state why her position on developing greenbelt lands has changed since 2018. As local dignitaries and residents gave addresses at Friday's protest, the crowd shouted, "Where's Jill?" numerous times in frustration. Friday's protesters added their voices to a plethora of residents, conservation authorities, and elected officials across Ontario who are concerned about the More Homes Built Faster Act and its implications for municipalities, affordable housing, and the environment. Resident MJ Pollock argued homes should be built within cities, and not on undeveloped land. "We don't need homes out in the middle of fields that need roads paved out to them, hydro and sewers taken out to them, at a great cost to the municipality," she said. "We need homes in cities and towns. We don't need big, monster, single-family homes out in the middle of fields." Pollock said Bill 23's passage on Monday has only emboldened her to speak out further against it. "Before, I was just writing letters. Now I'm coming out," she said. "I'll go to more, as many rallies as I need to." Former Beausoleil First Nation Chief Jeff Minog encouraged citizens to speak out against Bill 23. "This is something that we have experienced as Indigenous people for a long, long time. What you're feeling right now," he said. "The governments are not listening to us, and you should be really, really doing something about that. Why do you elect people that don't even show up for debate, will not show up and listen to you?" Local naturalist Bob Bowles, additionally, has expressed concern over how Bill 23 changes the process for evaluating and protecting wetlands, as well as downloading that responsibility onto municipalities when it has historically been a provincial responsibility.